Jerry's Double 100 Kilometer Ultra Challenge. A story of Jerry's determination to go twice the distance and push himself to his limits. Member Jerry Bradley from Dorset is taking on two 100 kilometer endurance walking challenges this year to raise money for Blind Veterans UK. Jerry, 63, from Weymouth, completed the Jurassic Coast Ultra Challenge on the 16th of May and will be taking part in the South Coast Ultra on the 5th of September. Two ultras totalling 200 kilometres and aiming to raise £2,000. In 2025, Jerry joined a team of blind veterans to take on the South Coast Ultra, and this year he did it again. He walked the full 100 kilometres alongside his guide, volunteer coordinator Anne Forsberg. The pair crossed the finish line in 28 hours and 16 minutes, and Jerry was the 256th finisher for the event. He says, "The event was mentally and physically tough. Walking through the night was harder than I thought it would be, as where my head torch shone on the ground was just at the place I couldn't see, but luckily Anne had a glow stick attached to the back of her bag and I was able to follow that. I wore a lot of preventative plasters and luckily escaped any blisters. We took 8 breaks along the way, which gradually increased in length. The final stop, we had an hour-long breakfast and lots of cups of tea." Jerry served in the RAF for 13 years. Problems with his sight surfaced in 1996 when he left the RAF, but it wasn't until 2003 that he was diagnosed with Stargardt disease, which is a genetic eye condition. He says, "Everyone has one blind spot in each eye, but with Stargardt disease you have 3 and mine are growing. I've lost my central vision. I also have Charles Bonnet syndrome, which means I see things that are not there. Since being supported by the charity, my confidence to try new things has grown. I'd never walked 100 kilometres in one hit, but the effort of my other blind veterans motivated me to do it. I wasn't going to let them down. The organisation of the ultra events is incredible, and the team behind it ensure that the events are accessible for those of us with sight loss. Anne, who works at Blind Veterans UK as a volunteer coordinator, was Jerry's guide in 2025 and is joining him again for the two ultra challenges this year. He says, "I am so grateful to Anne for her ongoing support. She has enabled me to have the opportunity to take on these challenges, find purpose and build my confidence." Jerry has gone from saying never again to taking on not one but two ultra challenges in 2026. He says, "It was while on an outward bound trip in the Lake District with Blind Veterans UK that I decided to sign up again and to join my fellow blind veterans for the South Coast Ultra once more. The camaraderie is fantastic and we all support one another to take on the distances we can manage. The training is fantastic for my fitness and for filling my time. I find the empty time the hardest thing about my sight loss, but I now go out walking 5 days a week. Sometimes I'm joined by friends and other times I end up joining up with people that I meet while out walking. I'm lucky to have so many lovely walks where I live. I decided to take on the Jurassic Coast Ultra in addition to the South Coast Ultra as it's local to me and I fancied giving it a go, and the double challenge pushes me a bit further. There'll be no time for hanging up my boots in between as I'll need to keep my fitness up. I'm really looking forward to taking part again. If Jerry has inspired you to take on your own ultra challenge in aid of Blind Veterans UK, you can contact fundraising@blindveterans.org.uk to find out more."